stop it. Big 4,000 and a spin. I need it. Stop.
Stop
it. 3,000 and a spin.
Oh, Annie, stop.
Down to 5,000 and a spin. And stop.
Stop.
And pull the cat. Pull the cat.
Stop.
Stop at 3,000 and a spin.
Players are after big bucks, but the lads to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to have no whammies. I decree it officially. I hope I'm right. I know the players hope I'm right. Let's meet them right now. They're looking for big bucks. Starting with our first player. His name is Bruce Toigo. How are you, Bruce?
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Bruce, you look like David Letterman. Are you David Letterman?
Thank you.
Now,
no, I'm not.
But you want to be in the biz. I understand.
What do you want to be? Peter, I'd like to have your job.
Good luck to you, Bruce.
Thanks a lot.
All right, our champ is Joe Goodlow. It's $29,704. New car, and a few bucks, and a trip to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Not bad, Joe. You know?
I can't believe it.
Well,
you know.
You never know. You may get some more money today to spend on the on the trip to Tokyo. Good luck, Joe.
Thank you so much.
All right, our third player is Paige Hagel. How are you, Paige?
Hi, how are you, Peter?
I am fine.
Good.
Paige, when you walk around the street, you're usually used to the sound of screeching tires. You must stop traffic.
No.
You are a very attractive lady.
Thank you.
Yes, and you are a Raiders cheerleader?
Yes, I am.
Aha. Back.
Hi, Raiders.
You are single?
Yes.
I don't know if we can handle the mail. What do you think? Wow. Well, Paige, what do you do other than in the cheerleading?
I work in a jewelry store part-time, Peter.
I see. And now you're here to make big bucks so you can quit the job.
No, I haven't quit yet.
You actually make the money.
I do want to make some big bucks.
All right, let's see what happens. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's
okay,
go.
Give me a buzzer and answer three spins. Multiple choice, one spin. Here's the first question. People seem to worship everything from sports cars to rock stars. But what civilization worshipped sacred cats? Joe.
How you say Mayan?
Mayan? All right. Is the correct answer Mayan, Greek, or Egyptian, Bruce?
Mayan.
What do you think, Paige?
I'd say Egyptian.
You'd be right, because cats were worshipped by the Egyptians. And Paige gets the spin. All right. We're moving now. Here's the next one. Around here, the answer to this would be the question mark. But in general, which punctuation mark is used the most? Paige?
The period.
Is it the period, the comma, or the exclamation mark, Bruce?
I think it's the period, Peter.
What do you think, Joe?
Comma.
The most used punctuation mark is the comma. And Joe gets the spin. You got it. You did it, Joe. Here's the third question. In politics and in sports, it's often said the best defense is a good what? Bruce.
Offense.
Is it offense, thing, or paycheck? Joe?
Offense.
What do you think, Paige?
I'd say offense.
You ought to know it. The best defense is a good offense. That's what the Raiders say. Bruce 3, Joe to 2, and Paige to 2. Last question. We get beef from cattle and pork from pigs, but from which animal do we get mutton? Joe?
Lamb.
Is it lamb, sheep, or deer? Bruce?
Lamb.
What do you think, Paige?
I'll go with lamb, Peter.
Well, mutton comes from sheep, gang. You wouldn't be getting it from lamb. Bruce stays at 3, Joe stays at 2, and Paige stays at 2. That's it. No more spin. And we're coming back after these words. Stay with us. making some money now. The question part is over temporarily. It's big bucks, $50,000 in cash and prizes up there. A few whammies. Hopefully you won't have to deal with any of them. But there are some trips to deal with, and this one is one of my special favorites. And I think you'll understand why. Rod, tell us about it.
Peter, I would be thrilled, and who would not be thrilled with a week in the Bahamas if today's winner gets lucky? That's exactly what could be won. 6 days and nights in that water wonderland. Sightseeing and relaxing. Look at this! On the beautiful Bahama beaches, you get sights like this. It's a trip worth over $2,000.
Well, we do have a full search team out, don't we, Rod, trying to locate?
We do indeed, and so far no success.
But we're going to keep trying till we get it. All right, we persevere here. All right, you want to win this round so you can play last in the final round. Four whammies will put you out of this game, and you can pass your remaining spins. When there is a tie, fewer spins. With spins, player to my left is first. Joe, you're up with two. Ready, champ? Let's
right,
get the box.
Right, right. Let me lay on the sand. All right, stop.
Stop at $1,250. First place, Joe. One spin left.
Okay, send me to the Bahamas. Stop.
Stop and move on to pay $750 or $300 and a spin.
$750
gives you $2,000. Nice round amount, Joe. First place. Paige, you're up with two spins.
All right, Peter, let's go. I'm going to press my luck and get some big bucks and stop.
Stop at $300 and a spin. Second
all
place,
right.
Still two spins.
Okay, let's go. I want to see some big bucks and stop.
Stop at $1,500. $1,800, Paige. Second place by $200. One spin left. Pass it or press it.
I'm going to go, Peter.
Here we go.
I'm going to go. Let's see some big bucks. I want to see some big bucks and stop.
Stop at $1,000. Big bucks, Paige. $2,800 gives you first place for now.
Great.
Up to you, Bruce. Three spins.
Let's go. We're going to do it. Come on, need some spending money. Spending money now. Stop.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's the last one we'll see today, Bruce. You have two spins
no
left.
More. No
all right.
More. Okay, come on now. Let's get big bucks. Come on, big bucks. Big bucks now. Ready? Stop.
Stop it. Add a one. $10. $10. I'd give you the $10, Bruce. I don't have an auntie, but you have $10. Third place, one
great
spin, press it or pass it. Here we go. What are you going to do, Bruce? You're in third place.
Coming.
Okay.
Okay, come on now. Need something more than $10. Let's go now. Didn't come here for $10. Stop.
Stop at Las Vegas. All right, Bruce, that's it for Las Vegas. Worth $1,177. It gives you $1,187. Joe, $2,000. And guess what, Paige? $2,800. You have the advantage. We're coming right back after you win for a whole new round. Stay with us. Spin whizzes. Let me ask you some more questions.
Yeah.
You like that, huh? Okay. Give me some answers too. Here comes the first one. According to Brides Magazine, traditionally, who pays for the mother's corsages? You guys are cheap. I'm going to give it to you multiple choice. If you're right, you'll get a spin. According to Brides Magazine, traditionally, who pays for the mother's corsages? The bride, the bride's father, or the groom? Bruce.
I'll go with the bride's father, Peter.
Okay. If you do, people will talk. Joe?
I'll go with the bride.
All right. What do you think, Paige?
I'm going to go with the bride also.
Well, the mom's corsage should be paid for by the groom. Yeah.
Really? I thought he just bought the things for the youth.
No? Okay. That's right. You want to keep this? I mean, you want to frame this and put it up? You guys?
It's interesting.
Isn't it fascinating?
Yeah.
Well, this is, I think Donahue covers interesting subjects.
Oh.
Every once in a while, we get into some real high controversy.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, number two. It's the country with the largest percentage of redheads. It's part of the British Isles, and its capital city is Edinburgh. What? Paige?
Ireland.
What country is it? Is it Ireland, Scotland, or England, Bruce?
Let's go with Ireland.
What do you think, Joe?
Scotland.
The country with the most redheads is Scotland. Joe gets the spin. This is the third question. Let me just note here that one spin has been accomplished, and Bruce doesn't have it, and Paige doesn't have it. Guess who has it?
All right.
Finish this one, if you please. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something... Joe.
Blue.
Is it blue, stolen, or lost, Bruce?
Blue.
Paige, talk to me.
This is blue.
This is blue. That missing something is indeed blue. And Paige gets a spin. Joe to four, and Paige a spin. This is the big one. The last question. Tense up. Here it comes. Pardon the alliteration, but let's see how you do with these old cliches. You can be as blind as a bat, or as busy as a... What, Joe?
A bee.
Is it a bee, an ant, or a termite, Bruce?
It's a bee, Peter.
It's a bee, Peter Page.
It's a bee.
It's a bee. You can be as busy as... You got it. Bruce to two. Joe to seven. Page to two. We're talking Mighty Big Bucks. We come back after these words today with us. A lot of money here. I'm talking over $100,000 in cash and prizes. There's great trips to Paris, the Poconos, New England. Where do you want to go, Bruce? Do you have any specific place?
I'll go to the Poconos.
Poconos for Bruce. Joe, where are you going?
Anywhere.
Joe's easy. Paige, what do you think? Anything particular?
I'll go anywhere, but Paris
great. Wouldn't, yeah, I somehow figured that. Paris wouldn't be all too bad, would it? All right, you never know. They're all up there ready for you to grab them. Paige, you'll play last. You earned it. And Bruce with 1187 and two spins, you're up first. You ready?
Let's go.
Get some bucks.
Come on, I got two spins. Gotta make them count. Gotta make them count. Let's go now. Big box, stop.
Stop. That old whammy. That's not what you wanted, Bruce. Left you another spin to take another shot. You ready?
I'm going for it. Didn't come here to pass. Come on now, come on. Gotta get a big box. Big box. Ready? Stop.
Stop at a roll top desk. All right, Bruce. That desk is worth $1,618. Third place for now. We go to Joe with $2,000 and seven spins. Joe? Here we go, champ.
Oh, I saw hometown. Stop.
Stop at $750 and a spin. $2,750. Right. You're $50 out of first place. You have seven.
Right. I'm going.
Stop at $1,250. That's $4,000. First place
right.
By a $1,200. Six spins.
I'm going and stop.
Stop.
That's all right. I'll be back.
Good conducting, Joe. You're doing just great. Five spins, no dollars. Gonna go?
Yes, I'm going.
Here we go.
I'm going. Six bucks, stop.
Stop, Hong Kong. That trip is worth $2,306. Second place, four spins, Joe.
How much is it?
$2,306.
I'm going. Six bucks, stop.
Stop. Hello. No, they're winning.
Who would ever hurt a whammy? Who would ever want
that? Joe, you got the moves. Now you're going to get the money.
Having so much fun, though.
Who cares about that?
Gotta
here
go.
We go.
Come on, six bucks, stop.
Stop at another win. Joe, they're ganging up on you. What do you feel about, how do you feel about that? Not happy. Now, Joe, we have to check. You have three whammies, no dollars, two spins. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game.
Right.
You don't want that. I don't want that. But you have two spins. What's your pleasure?
No, I won't be out of the game, but I'm in third place. I'm going.
Here she goes.
All right. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a piano, Joe. That piano is worth $22.95. You're in second place. You have one spin. You have $505 left to stage. Here we go again. Go!
I feel good! Big Bob! Stop!
Stop it, old man! Joe, you got the last laugh because you got all those bucks to leave with, but sorry you're out of the game. Paige, guess what? $2,800, you're in first place. You have two spins. It's you and Bruce. Best of luck for fast.
I want to have some big bucks, Peter. Anything. I want some big bucks and stop.
Stop it. A video recorder and camera, Paige. That's worth $2,345. You have $5,145. That is $3,500. $27 more than Bruce. You have one spin. You can take it or pass it.
Peter. I think I'm going to have to pass it.
You're going to pass it?
Yeah.
One spin to Bruce. Bruce, the magic number is $3,527. Here comes
Come
the big spin, Bruce. And
one
Paige.
Chance.
Here
one
we go.
Chance. Let's do it. Come on now. Over 3,000 and stop.
Stop at $700. It's not enough. And Paige, you have a chance today to $5,145. And we'll come back and talk to you about what you won after these words.
When you're in the Los Angeles area, we'd love to have you come to our contestant tryout. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to contestants. Spread your luck. Post Office Box 4303, Hollywood, California, 90078. Dash 4303 or call area code 213-461-0334.
We're back for today's big dressing up winner, Paige, with $5,145. And you get to hear the dulcet tones of the illustrious one. He tells you what you won, Rod.
Thank you, Peter. Paige, you have won the RCA convertible VCR system and color video camera. The VCR has 8-hour recording time, and with a color video camera, you can create your own home TV production complete with sound. That prize totals $2,345, combined with the $2,800 in cash you've won. And that gives you a grand total, Paige, of $5,145. Congratulations.
All right, Paige, well done. You've done it. You get to come back and try us again. Congratulations.
Wait.
All right, Joe, you're leaving us a $29,704. So nobody has to be sad about Joe.
No.
Enjoy the trip to Tokyo, the new car, and everything else. You've been a lot
sure
of fun.
Well, you know it. You know
I do know it, exactly. Bruce, we have some nice prizes for you. I thank you
Thanks
for being with
Peter.
Us, all right? And I have a little poem here from William Washington of Ivanhoe, Virginia. Writes in, being a whammy is the best. He can do more than all the rest. He can do Boy George and Michael Jackson, too, and can breakdance better than most of you. He's rich, but whammies are no snobs. I guess what I'm trying to say is whammies are proud of their jobs. Thank you, William. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin. Thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Some member of our studio audience received floor care products featuring super powerful three-way vacs, room, hand, and tank vac, carpet machine plus with powerful suction for deep cleaning and double-action floor sweeper for quick pickup from Bissell. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Lee, press-on nails. Full nails with super stick tabs for long, perfect nails in seconds. Lee, press-on nails. Plus, a Mother Care gift certificate. Mother Care affordable fashion for infants, toddlers, and maternity. Mother Care, 200 stores nationwide. Also, gift certificates for Kentucky Fried Chicken and fresh buttermilk biscuits. You've got a right to chicken done right. At Kentucky Fried Chicken, we do chicken right. And fast, effective Putex remover. It actually locks in moisture so your nails get stronger every time you use it.
Also, Westman's versatile buffet server, too. A warming tray and a convenient serving unit in one. Keeps hot cooked foods warm and ready to serve for parties or family dining. Plus, Flavorite, one of America's favorite fruit-flavored treats. 24 giant bars, delicious flavors, Flavorite. Maeve Sampson running from a marriage to protect her secret in the heat of the day. Weekdays on Guiding Light.
This is Ron Ruddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.